I think my memorable English language learning experience is the time I stayed in the USA. Yeah, at that time, we meet a lot of people from different countries, and we have more experiences to chat with each other in English than in Hong Kong. Yeah.
And what about reading? What's your most memorable reading experience?
Reading experience? Reading experience is one of the lessons that I took in my university education, and it's a course about world film. I think the lecturer gave us some films and some short articles to read, and well, it's about. I don't remember the content, but it's quite lively. Yeah.
In your free time now, do you read any English novels or other English books?
Not really, actually. Well, sometimes I read some English newspapers. Yeah, because we don't have time. Yeah.
So your degree was in translation. Mm-hmm. So that means that you would have had a lot of experience using English and then Chinese, right?
Not really a lot. Maybe some experience in using Chinese and English, but well, I think in my university education life, I've more experience in using Chinese and English, and more practice in these two languages. Yeah.
So, what advice would you give to students these days who maybe struggle a little bit with English?
I think the key is to read more English newspapers, more English, watch more English videos, and keep using English every day if possible. That's the best way and effective way to improve and to enhance your English.
And in the present position that you have now, how important is English?
Very often we need to send emails and prepare reports in English. I think to me it's important. For me, English is important for my at work. Yes.
And would you say that you're still learning English today?
Yes, but comparatively, not very. I do not have many chances to learn to acquire more advanced level English, like vocabulary or sentence structures, because we just use some daily English and some daily.
Just one other question. In your work or through other situations, when you do come across some new language, new vocabulary in English, how do you work out the meaning?
I'll try to look up the dictionary, because I think it's the most effective way to catch up, to learn that vocabulary. Yeah, and I'll try to use it if possible and try to memorize it.
And do you have a printed dictionary, or you use your phone or online?
Maybe online and printed. Yeah, but usually I'll use the online dictionary, because it's the fastest ways that I can access to